If you like ice cream, you probably have a favorite kind. Wine drinkers often have a preferred type. But a strawberry is a strawberry, right? Wrong. There are more than 20 different types of strawberries grown commercially on the Central and South Coasts.
This is a San Andreas variety. If I open up this plastic clamshell, if you look at the seeds as they're pulled inside the skin on that berry, looks totally different than this particular berry, which is a Laredo. And the seeds are much more prominent to the outside of the skin, whereas in the San Andreas, they're pocketed into the skin deeper. This is the third variety. This is a Marquise berry. Color-wise, it's a darker, redder berry.
Mike Thompson is operations manager for Western Pre-Cooling, a fruit shipping company in Oxnard. The massive complex we're in off of Rose Avenue is the size of a couple of football fields and handles 40 million trays of strawberries a year. Thompson, who's chairman of the 35th Annual California Strawberry Festival in Oxnard this weekend, says strawberry crops are constantly evolving. He says UC Davis spearheads research for the industry.
For years, that's where they have done the genetic research behind the strawberry. It takes about 10 years of seed development for a berry to actually reach the market. They'll usually come out with about close to 100 different test varieties every year.
Is bigger better?
Not always. Usually a bigger berry may not taste as good, just looks as good.
California produces about 80% of the strawberries grown in the United States. It's the number one crop in both Ventura and Santa Barbara counties, with more than 18,000 acres of strawberries having a value of more than $1.6 billion. Thompson says different parts of the state have different peak strawberry growing times. He talks about the best times in Ventura County.
There's two seasons here. There's a small season that goes from October through parts of November. Those plants are all dug up. It's a real short life cycle of those plants. And then the next season will start real slowly, the end of December. But they don't hit their peak until March. March and April are the busiest times.
Thompson says while the strawberry season is wrapping up on the South Coast, it's moving into high gear on the Central Coast.
Santa Maria comes on into their season at the end of our season, so they're peaking right now, about 2-3 weeks behind us. And then as you move further north into the Salinas-Watsonville area, which is a much, much larger acreage area than this is. That's why they just dominate the market when they kick in. They're just starting.
Thompson takes us inside the heart of the fruit shipping facility. If you think the fresh fruit areas of Costco feel cold, try this place. It's always right around 30 degrees in here.
This fruit today is probably coming in at 70, 72, 73 degrees in the morning. The whole goal is we want to get that fruit down to exactly the same temperature at 31.5, 32 degrees. The reason for that is that it slows down the decay of the berry so it's able to travel.
While we're focused on strawberries, this facility handles a couple of types of fresh fruit. Thompson says once the fruit gets to markets in warmer temperatures, some types last longer than others.
The raspberry has the shortest shelf life of all the berries. If you're getting a raspberry in the store, it can't be more than just a couple of days old because it deteriorates and breaks down so fast. The next on the list would be the blackberry. Then the strawberry is much more hardier, and the blueberry.
In Ventura County, where the strawberry is king, its rule will be celebrated with this weekend's strawberry festival in Oxnard. The Saturday and Sunday events in College Park will feature everything from your basic strawberry to the exotic, like strawberry nachos and strawberry pizza. Yes, those are real things. It's expected the nearly 60,000 visitors will go through 1.5 million strawberries at an event which raises money for local nonprofit groups and funds some college scholarships for the kids of farm workers. In Oxnard, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.